Hour 5 with us this morning from the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center located in Liberty City. Have Teddy Harrell Jr. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney.
And we have college professor and noted director John Pryor. How are you today? Good to see you.
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Tell us about that cultural icon we have located in Liberty City.
Absolutely, Rodney. The African Heritage Cultural Arts Center, as you know, now we're up under the leadership of the Cultural Affairs Department. We've been around since 1975, serving our community, helping emerge talent all throughout the community and performing in visual arts. We're in the heart of Liberty City. And this year, we are celebrating 40 years, our Sankofa, looking back and going forward. With the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center, we have churned out wonderful youth who have gone all over the country to perform and to showcase their visual arts and their performing art talents. And we're very proud of our serving our community in Liberty City, in Miami-Dade County.
Now, your latest production is called Zoo Man and the Sign, and it is a timeless story in a kind of odd way. Director Pryor, tell us about the storyline.
This production is so relevant in time. I directed it about 25, 30 years ago. It still has that impact that the audience will, you know, be a part of. It concerned itself about the stray bullets that normally find our innocent children on the street. It shows how this family is suffering through the fact that they've lost their daughter. She's playing on the porch. A stray bullet hits her. And it also concerned itself about they cannot get the neighbors to talk about what happened, who was a witness to what was going on. It's something that still happens today, and we know that we have it here, right here in Miami and the Dade County area.
And that is so real, because that's a problem that still plagues our community. And this play was written when?
1979. So it was performed in New York around 1980. It's a timeless piece. And when you see it, you would think that it was written yesterday.
Now, this production starts this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center. And what are performance times?
Yes, the performance times are 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and Sunday is at 4 o'clock. And actually, the play opens October 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and then we run a second week of the 9th, 10th, and the 11th.
And give us the address to the African Heritage and Cultural Arts Center in Liberty City.
6161 Northwest 22nd Avenue. That's 6161 Northwest 22nd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Our zip code is 33142. Tickets can be purchased at our box office. Our box office normally opens an hour before showtime. And also, people who are interested to come see this show, they can call us at our main office. The number is 305-638-6771, 305-638-6771, to reserve their tickets to and to express that they would like to see the show. The cost for the tickets are $20 and $25.
Mr. Pryor, tell us about some of the principals in this production.
Believe it or not, I have worked with a lot of these actors before. Don Stewart, Christina Alexander, Chad Atkins, and Ray Lockhart. Then there's Mario Roberts and Hassani Mori, Samuel Uma, and Cynthia Strong. Dina Butler-Ramming, she's also a part of the cast.
We want to thank for the funding support the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. The funding to do this production through the Knights Arts Challenge.
And I want to thank you gentlemen for bringing some quality theater and quality black theater to the South Florida area. All the people who are involved, the technical people, the actors, costume, all that is from our community, and some dynamic work that can be off Broadway any day. With us this morning from the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center, we have Teddy Harrell. We also have college professor and director John Pryor. Much success. Thank you both.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you very much. The audience is really going to be taken aback by it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.